we'll just let them in. 'Cause in the dark, it's easier to see.
That helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Rock and Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Broken Radio, your rock station.
Yeah. Hoffman from Accept, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
Paradise, and you're listening to Rock On Radio.
From
Los Angeles, from California.
California, my God! How's the weather there?
Too hot.
Well, I'm in Canada right now. I live in Kingston, in Ontario.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Well, we have something of hot weather for moments, you know. It's kinda, it's weird. Other days, you know, it's cold, but it's Canada. That's
yeah. Husband's in Canada. We need to come tour there.
I know. Well, 2 years ago, I bought a ticket to see you.
I know, I was looking forward to that.
I know. I received a refund in 2013 in Toronto, I remember. Toronto.
Oh.
Well, congratulations for your new studio album, The Unknown.
Yeah. Thank you.
How do you feel about this new release, Margarita?
Well, we are extremely excited about it just because it's like all the 10 years that we've been together as a band is in this album. It's like fueled by the 10 years and it's our heart and soul and it's our best record and we're just really excited that people are enjoying the music and it has been meaning to them. So we feel good about it.
Wow, fantastic. Did you ever think of having four studio albums?
Well, honestly, I never thought I'd be in the band in the first place.
Oh my God. Well, tell me, how was the creative process of this new album? Tell us.
Well, actually, this was the first album that we were able to immerse ourselves fully in recording it because we didn't have any tours, we didn't have anything going on because everything was on lockdown. So we were in the studio the entire year with our producer, Mike Fosnikoff, Neil Sanderson. He was actually zooming in from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there. And then Howard Benson came into the process halfway through. And we just recorded this whole album throughout the pandemic. And making this music really kept us sane, I think. So.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. When and where did you record this new album, Margarita?
So, Dave and I, we write songs in our home studio. And, you know, we basically get the songs demoed up. Then we take them to our producer, Mike Fosnikoff, and Howard Benson's studio in Los Angeles. And we're lucky, they're very close. So we just, you know, we can just go to the studio and start recording.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the whole album was pretty much recorded there. I mean, I do all my keyboards, I do them at home. But everything else, we just recorded at that studio.
Wow, well, in my opinion, Young No, okay, is a solid album with a sophisticated hard rock and industrial melodies. It's like a journey to another planet.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah, that's what we want.
How could you describe this record, Margarita?
Yeah, just like that. We want to take it to another dimension. We want to take it to planets, you know, to discover new worlds. It's a cinematic rock album. I think it's very thought-provoking, a lot of themes there. I really wanted to talk about the possibilities of our future, the merger of technology, how it's going to be more part of our lives as humanity moves forward, and just the implications of that. And also, it's a very emotional album. It's very empowering.
Wow.
So I think it has a lot of dimensions to it.
Wow, great answer. Which are the differences between this new album and the previous one, Universe?
Yeah, well, Universe really defined our sound as a band. I think that was the first album where we were like, yes, that's who we are. And this album, we just kind of started to explore Universe even further. We took it another level, but it's definitely, it's a continuation of Universe, but it's more on a grander scale. It's more epic, it's more cinematic. The songs are more meaningful, I think. And just overall, it's like, you know, it's a bigger universe.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I like Universe. It's a really good album. But in this album, in my opinion, you're very welcome. In this album, I think you have more, you put more creativity and you go another level, you know? Like you,
yeah.
It's another level. That Universe is amazing. I told you, I bought my ticket to see that album live. But this album is like another step. So fantastic.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And we hope to keep, you know, we hope to keep moving upwards on our journey to space.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have four video clips now.
Yeah.
Just in one record. This is amazing, you know? And it's not something like you recorded with your cell phone. They are really high quality videos. How was that experience?
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, videos are very important to me because the songs are cinematic and I want to tell the story, so there's an experience visually and, you know, people can listen to the songs. And, there's a lot of do-it-yourself going on with these videos. Like, I make a lot of props. Like, I mean, we work with really amazing filmmakers like Scott Hansen and Robin August, but I edited some of these videos myself. We try to really make it so we're able to release a lot of content that's high quality, so we learn how to do a lot of things ourselves. But we're making more, and we're kind of moving towards making videos almost as short films so they can really tell stories of these songs.
Yeah, fantastic. Margarita, what goals would you like to achieve with this new record?
We want to reach all points of, the farthest points of the earth touring. So we want to bring this record live to a lot of places in this world and maybe to another world. we just hope to keep making music. We hope these songs have meaning to people, that it inspires and empowers and just sparks interesting conversations, and we just hope to keep doing this and play this music live.
Fantastic. Now we are positive. I feel the positive spirit, you know, in the air. I have a question for you. Okay? If you could change anything in the music industry, what would it be?
Music industry changed so much even when we started. Our friend Spotify took over. The problem I have is that everything is so fast-paced. Like, people expect things today and tomorrow, and then they move on to the next thing. So the value for things kind of diminished. So I really want to create something that kind of stands the test of time, and the music industry should support that. Like, you know, I don't have an answer for that. How I think it's just the state of the world is moving, a certain way, and we just hope to. I think live shows are still strong, so that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfecto, yeah. Perfecto, in Spanish.
Yeah.
Margarita, any concerts on the way?
Well, in the new year, we're planning tours right now. I think this year we're just going to focus on releasing more content, but tours will be announced in probably next month. So we're working hard on really solidifying something. And fingers crossed, we don't have to cancel or reschedule or anything like
that. No, don't mention that. We need a concert. We need a concert. Margarita, any last words in this interview?
Well, I just want to say thank you for, being a part of our world, to everybody that is discovering our music. We want to welcome you. We are so excited to share this with you. And thank you for keeping music alive. And check out the new album. Check out our crazy merch store. I make a lot of things myself there. We have paintings. We have all kinds of stuff. So we invite you to explore our world.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and best luck for you.
Thank you. I hope we see you at a pizza store, and it'd be great to meet you in person.
Of course. Now I have you in Facebook.
Yeah.
I sent you an invitation today. I am the number 5,000. You have a lot of people. You have more friends than me. I only have 100.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, it's amazing. It's an honor. It's an honor, Margarita. Be happy to you. Okay? See you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Margarita Monet from Edge of Paradise, and you're listening to Rock On Radio.
Radio, your rock station.
Pressure is building and I can't stand.
is going on? This is Michael Sweet from the band Striper, and you are listening to Rock'em Radio.
Thank you. sitting pretty. Pink skin on the TV, bacon in the skirt.
Education, so cold, get so far, just a while.